two congresswomen have introduced a new bipartisan bill that would reform the country's immigration system. It includes funding for more border security. It also creates a legal status for some migrants in the country without documentation. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, a Democrat from Texas, is co-sponsoring the bill, the Dignity Act, with Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar, a Republican from South Florida. Congresswoman Salazar joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Sure. Well, wonderful to be with you.
So this is a huge bill, 500 pages. I want to go through some of what's in it with you. First of all, it appears the bill would give legal status to people in the country without documentation who qualify. They'd have to pay $5,000 and pass a criminal background check. Congresswoman, who would qualify for this, and what's the fee for?
Well, I would say the overwhelming majority of people who are undocumented. 10 million, 12 million, we don't really know, but if they have been here for more than 5 years, have not committed a crime, and that's the overwhelming majority of the undocumented, people who are working, people who have American kids. I know them very well because I serve them as a news reporter in Univision and Telemundo. So that was my audience, and I know that the overwhelming majority of the, some people call them illegals, others call them undocumented, it doesn't matter. These are human beings who are here working and doing the jobs that other Americans don't want to do. People that do not necessarily want the path to citizenship. They want to live a dignified life in the promised land. That's why I call this bill the Dignity Act.
Yes,
dignity.
And Congresswoman,
not citizenship, not amnesty.
It seems, Congresswoman, that will fly much better with Democrats than with members of your own party who might see it as amnesty. What are you telling your own party members about this part of the bill?
That's a great question. Guys, this is not amnesty. This is dignity. And what's amnesty? Amnesty is what they have now. The undocumented have free schools, free government services. Lets them pay for their ride, and they don't have any problems in doing so. What the undocumented want is to come to the promised land, work, and go back home, most of them. If you give them the citizenship, okay, maybe I'll take it, but I don't need it. And that's the big dichotomy that we've had in this country for 35 years. The Dems want everything. The Republicans say, no, wait a minute. So right now it's in the middle.
Let's move on to some of the other things in the bill. It fast-tracks asylum claims so they're heard in 60 days inside of what you're calling humanitarian campuses along the border. The Biden administration has tried fast-tracking asylum. They call it a dedicated docket, and it hasn't worked out so well for asylum seekers or the immigration courts. How will your proposal be different?
It's very simple. We stop catch and release. If you come to the border and you claim asylum, we welcome you into one of those humanitarian campuses. You're going to be there for 60 days, and in 60 days is a yes or a no.
What about access to legal counsel?
Of course, of course. We're going to equip them with attorneys, but it's going to be a transparent process. We do want to give asylum to everyone who merits it, but if it's an economic migrant, you have to come in through another lane, not the asylum one.
And I do note that you have some other lanes in the bill as well. I do want to jump, though, to a whole different part of the bill, and that is the backlog that you're looking at for people waiting for a green card and the country caps. There have been a lot of Indian nationals calling for something like this for a long time. Tell me what your bill includes for them.
We are modernizing the legal immigration as well. Those lanes where you have the Indian nationals and the Mexicans and the Jamaicans, you have specific countries, and we are going to streamline those people. If you're waiting for more than 10 years, you are going to have a privilege, or you're going to be looked at more faster. The modernizing the legal aspects, modernizing all the different legal visas that people can come in to the United States to benefit the business community. Because at the end, this is an economic bill more than an immigration bill. You know, millions of vacant jobs are out there, and the business community is desperate for hands.
Congresswoman, we don't have much time left, but I do want to ask you, how are you going to get your Republican colleagues on board with this bill? What's the process?
There are two different scenarios that have not happened in the last 35 years. The border, it's a disaster. We got to seal the border and put the best technology out there, and that is the first line on my bill.
The bill clearly states no border wall. That might not go down so well.
But you know what's the problem? That the wall is one of the many elements we're going to be needing along a 2,000-mile border. So I'm not the one to determine what type of levee, camera, tower, structure determines. You cannot get fixated in one structure. We're not experts. The technology is out there in the marketplace to secure the border, whether in the United States, in Israel, in China, it doesn't matter. We're not the first country doing this, but we do know that a serious country needs to have serious border security, right?
And that's a good point to leave it on. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar, Republican from Florida, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks to you for the time, madam. Bye-bye.